91. Happy in marriage. David and Leah have been together for 6 years. They have a 3-year-old daughter named Monica. On their last trip to the Dominican Republic, David had a surprise for Leah. He asked her to marry him. Leah couldn't believe it. She was incredibly happy. Of course, she said yes. The rest of their trip was amazing. When they went back home, Leah called all of her family to tell them the good news. When she called her brother, she had a sad surprise. Her brother had bad news to tell her. He was getting a divorce. No need to say that when Leah told him she was going to get married, he wasn't enthusiastic. Actually, he told her that marriage is the end of everything. Leah didn't want to believe him. She understood that the situation was different for him and his ex-wife, but she knew that David and her were going to be happy. Indeed, they lived happily ever after. Marriage wasn't the end of them. 92. Runner. Matthew isn't really in good shape. In the last couple of years, he gained 100 pounds. He is starting to feel ashamed of his own body. He tends to compare himself a lot to others. He thinks his body doesn't correspond to most people. He doesn't know what to do anymore. He starts reading a magazine for runners. He sees a lot of people running in his neighborhood and he is thinking perhaps he could try. Also, there are many beautiful parks around where he could run. The magazine has an interesting article. It is called From Your Couch to Running a Mile. The title intrigues Matthew. He starts reading the article. It is suggesting a plan to follow for beginners to be able to run 1 mile in less than a week. Matthew is willing to try. For the whole week, he does everything according to the plan. Then, he runs his first mile. It's harder than he thought, but he succeeded. He is very proud of himself. 93. Philip plays baseball. Philip is 14 years old. He doesn't really play any sports, but he wants to try. He is thinking about baseball. His high school has a baseball league and it seems fun. Also, all the popular boys play in the team and he is thinking he should do the same. Philip decides to subscribe. A week later, the coach of the team calls him. He wants to meet him to do some tests. Philip has to succeed the baseball tryouts. He has to meet the coach next Monday. When Monday comes, he is very anxious. He isn't too confident. He tries to do all the tests, but he thinks he isn't doing a bad job. The coach tells him he is going to call him again in 2 days if he is accepted in the team. Philip has no hope. He knows he didn't do good. When the coach calls him on Wednesday, he can't believe it. He is accepted. How is that possible? Philip is grateful to be part of the baseball team. 94. He is not here. Charlotte and Tracy are two best friends. They are both 16 years old and they go to the same high school. Tonight, there's a school dance at their school. It's the last one of this school year. Both of them are really excited. Charlotte is hoping to meet Ben and to tell him that she likes him. Tracy doesn't care about the boys. She just wants to dance all night and to drink cold drinks. When the night comes, they are really thrilled. Charlotte is wearing a blue dress and Tracy is wearing a yellow one. When they get there, Charlotte is upset. Ben is not here. In fact, he is not coming anymore. He has other plans. Charlotte decides to dance all night with Tracy instead and to talk with other classmates. She meets new people. It turned out to be a fun night. The music is really good. Hopefully, she is going to have another chance to tell Ben about her feelings. 95. Furious girl. Harry is in love with his girlfriend Natasha. They do everything together. They go to the movie theater, they go out to fancy restaurants, they go for walks and they go for some shopping. The only problem is that Natasha is a jealous girlfriend. She is very dependent to Harry. She can't stand the idea of seeing him with other girls, even if they are only friends. The other day, Harry was talking on the phone for 2 hours. Natasha could hear it was the voice of a girl. Furious, she took the phone out of his hands and started to yell at the person on the other line. Actually, it was Harry's sister. Natasha felt very bad and ashamed. She said she was sorry, but it was too late. Although Harry loved her, it was starting to be too much. He couldn't stand her behavior any longer. Unfortunately, they broke up the same day. Having a jealous girlfriend is unhealthy. 96. Skating competitions. Fiona is doing ice skating competitions since she is 6 years old. When she was younger, she used to say that she was skating for glory. She used to practice every day, sometimes for 3 hours in a row. Her parents were always supporting her. Actually, she won many trophies and different kinds of awards. Now, she is 21 and she is better than she has ever been. She is doing very difficult figures and it is very impressive. She is training for the Olympics. It requires a lot of discipline and a strict diet, but she doesn't mind. For Fiona, ice skating competitions are a piece of cake. She is very determined. She wants to win a medal and somehow, she knows she will. She still has to wait a couple more years, but soon enough, she will be skating for glory again. Until then, she is going to train very hard, every day, with the help of her coach. 97. Sammy's puppy. Sandy is a little puppy. She lives in the countryside far of the city, with her owner Sammy. Every day, Sandy plays outside for 5 hours while Sammy is gardening. She loves it. When it rains, she has to stay inside and it makes her sad. She wouldn't mind playing under the pouring rain, but Sammy won't let her do so because otherwise, she gets all wet and dirty. One day, when it was raining heavily, Sandy decides to go anyways. She had a lot of fun. She played in the grass, then in the dirt. It was really nice. When she came back home, Sammy was upset with her. He had to clean her in the bath. Sandy hates taking baths, so she suddenly regretted going outside. Next time it's going to rain, she is going to listen to Sammy and she will stay in, even if it's boring. She'd rather be bored than having to take a bath. 98. Lights of Christmas. According to Ruby, the best part about Christmas time is to decorate the Christmas tree. It's her favorite tradition of this lovely holiday. Every year, 1 week before Christmas Eve, she decorates the tree with her family. Everyone has their own task. Her father is the one who has to go buy the tree. Ruby has to put the lights on. They normally choose colorful lights. Her older brother Carlos has to put the Christmas balls. These are very beautiful. They are red and green with some glitters. Then, her younger brother Bradley puts the other ornaments. That includes the small golden stars and the fluffy and white snowflakes. Her mother puts the houses and the church under the tree. It's the village. All the little small building are handmade by their grandmother. Finally, the youngest of the family, which is her sister Rebecca, has to put on the star on the tip of the tree. Every year, they do it the exact same way and every year, it's magical and amazing. 99. Michael's passion. Michelle's passion is to collect cars. He has a lot of money, so he can afford to buy many cars. Some are really old and antiques, but some are brand new. Some are black and very simple, and others are colorful and extravagant. Sometimes, he participates in car expositions. This way, he can show his collection to people. Only few people have as many cars as he does. What he likes the most, though, is to cruise down the boulevard with his cars. When he does so, he feels free. He feels like there are no limits. It's always funny to see people looking at him. They are always surprised to see these old cars cruising the boulevard. When he has the chance, he takes his children for a car ride. They go around the city, they go out for an ice cream cone and then they come back. It's always a lot of fun. Michelle's passion amuses everyone. 100. Peaceful and happily place. It was sunny Sunday afternoon. Emily wanted to go to the beach. Her parents were not too excited about the idea because they had to drive an hour to reach the beach, but Emily was being very insistent, so they decided to go. It was a peaceful day and happily, there were not too many people. They sat down not too far from the water. Emily went for a swim with her dad, but the waves were strong. They didn't stay too long inside the sea. Instead, they went back to the white and hot sand, and they started to build a sand castle. They were trying to build the biggest one. Emily's mother was taking pictures. She wanted to keep some souvenirs of this day. After the sunset, they decided to go eat at the beach restaurant. They ordered seafood and it was really good. Then, they head back home. That day at the beach was the best day of the summer.